Calvin Harris there, Rag and Bone Man. What a combo. It is 9:15. It is time for a kickabout with Sally Friedman. Now, Sally is a football expert, a senior sports communication manager, and a huge fan of the game. Welcome back to the show, Sally.
Thank you. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning. So first of all, you're going to give us a rundown on what happened over the weekend with the FA Cup semi-finals and the Premier League. So where do we stand?
Yeah, it was the big semi-finals at Wembley for the FA Cup, the competition that has so much history in England. And we saw on Saturday, the first semi-final, Manchester City played against Chelsea and City came out victorious with a 1-0 win. It was a tight game, but yeah, City are into the final. We found that out on Saturday. And then the roundup from the other Premier League fixtures, there were just three on Saturday. Brentford beat Luton Town 5-1 away. So that was a great win for Brentford. Ouch, yeah. Burnley, almost the same scoreline. They beat Sheffield United 4-1. So another thrashing.
Similar.
And then lastly, Arsenal kept the pressure on at the top of the table with a 2-0 away win against Wolves. So, some high-flying goal-scoring matches. And the big result from the FA Cup was City are into their second consecutive FA Cup final.
That's Man City. Now, Man United nearly got a thrashing from Coventry. Nearly.
Well, not quite a thrashing. It was what a game yesterday from between Coventry and Manchester United. So Manchester United cruise control, 3-0 up with only about half an hour to play. And we thought that, you know, United have booked their seat into the final of the FA Cup. But Coventry came flying back. They made it 3-3. It went to extra time. And in the last minute of extra time, in the 120th minute, Coventry scored. We all were celebrating. We all wanted the underdogs to win. We thought Coventry had won it in the last minute, 4-3, but the goal was ruled out for a tiny, tiny margin offside. It was heartbreaking. I really wanted Coventry to go on and win it, as I think most of the neutrals would in penalties. But then Manchester United showed their class, I guess, and went on to win 4-2 in the penalty shootout. So we've got an all-Manchester FA Cup final that will be played at Wembley. So we've got United versus City in the FA Cup final. So yeah, such a shame for Coventry, but they came so close and can be very proud.
Oh, okay, I see. I thought that the score was 3-0 to Coventry, but no, it was them that actually ended up scoring lots in the very last 30 minutes. Okay,
yes.
So where does this leave us now? Where are we in terms of the table?
Okay, so there were some Premier League fixtures yesterday too. So a quick run through of the scores from yesterday. Everton beat Forest 2-0. Forest were very unhappy about that result, and actually on their club Twitter feed, or X as it's called now, put out a not a so nice post about the VAR official linked to that match, which sort of insinuated that the VAR official was a cheat because he was a Luton fan. But very, very strange post from a club to sort of blame the VAR official so blatantly on a club's official Twitter handle. So that's created some controversy in the news this morning. Villa keeping their fourth place in Champions League hopes alive. They beat Bournemouth 3-1. Crystal Palace thrashed West Ham 5-2, and Liverpool kept the pressure on Arsenal at the top of the table with 3-1. So just a quick glance at the table. Arsenal are still sitting top on 74 points. Liverpool are behind them in second place, only on goal difference with the same points, 74. City are in third. It's so tight with 73. And then Villa have got that fourth place at the moment with 66 points. So still a very exciting end to this table. It's a three-horse race as to any of those top three could win it this year.
Great. Let's go and look at some of the international leagues and look at the Women's Champions League. Chelsea did rather well against Barcelona.
Exactly. So it's the Champions League semi-finals were hosted over the weekend for the women. And we saw four of the big teams play out, really exciting games. So Chelsea got an away win at Barcelona. They beat them 1-0. And that's really incredible, as Barcelona don't lose at home very often. And in fact, this was their first defeat at home since February 2019. So you can imagine what a result that is for Chelsea. But they have to keep their feet on the ground because there's another leg which will be played next weekend when Chelsea will welcome Barcelona to their stadium. So it's only half time, but yeah, what a win for Emma Hayes, the manager of Chelsea. And then in the other semi-final, we saw Lyon play Paris. and Lyon won that 3-2. So it's very exciting. We don't know, again, who's going to be in the final of the Women's Champions League. We'll find out after next weekend's matches.
Fantastic. All right. We'll catch up with you same time next week. Sally Friedman, thank you so much for running us through the football scores from this past weekend. Catch you same time next week for a kickabout. Thank you.
Thank you, Kat.
There's a whisper going round that the theme of